Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
KILT. KILT FM HD2. Houston. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here. An Odyssey station.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, sickos. This is Shagun.
All right, Shagun, here we go. Let's do another hour real quick. We'll get started off with Mr. John Littleton up on Lake Houston. Or, I don't know, he used to be a bass fisherman. He was a cat fisherman yesterday. John, what's up?
Oh, man, that was a lot different yesterday, Mickey. I mean,
man,
I got
them fried catfish you sent me a picture of, man, that made me want catfish last night. But I didn't have
yeah,
any.
You know, yeah, you know, that that's how you do it. I mean, you know, if you really want, some fresh fish, just go out there and catch you some and bring them home, clean them up, and put them in the cooker and cook them.
Yep.
You know,
that'll
that's
work.
Nothing better. even had the real potatoes, no French fries, you know, just cut up. We always have potatoes around the house, you know, so I just cut up a couple and threw them in the grease. Man, that was good stuff.
Yes, sir.
It'd have been a little bit better if we'd have been on the side of the water, but, you know, my backyard on the patio worked just fine. So
that's just fine.
Yeah. I've been wanting to do that, and heck, I needed to go and get some fish and put in my freezer, and, you know, we've been going out there, and, my brothers have, and they're, you know, they got that thing figured out, Mickey. You know, it took me a little while to get it figured out, but, we got on them pretty good. They're still biting, you know, a lot, you know, and it's easy, inexpensive fishing. You just take you a cast net, you know, around the marina there and catch you some shad and then bring it out there. And, we got to cut them. You got to cut those shad. If you hook a whole shad on there, you will not get bit. I don't know why, but you won't. But you take those shad and you cut them in about three pieces and hook them on just a little old small catfish hook and put it under a cork, throw it up against a bulkhead, and watch your cork disappear. It's just old. I called it old school fishing, you know.
Yeah.
But, then the wind got up. We were going to try to catch 50, you know, 25 apiece. But the wind got up and it kept banging your cork up against a bulkhead. And, you know, it was like, you know, heck, we're making these catfish dizzy trying to chase that cut shad around. but we had fun, and, you know, heck, it's good to get out and fish like that every once in a while. So, but, and like I said, heck, I had 5 good bags of fillets to put in the freezer. So after what I ate, so, you know, we had a good lunch yesterday and had a few left over for last night, but,
work.
You know, yeah. Bass fishing's still okay, Mickey. I mean, you know, I say okay, it's not great, but, you know, we're catching a few. It's not taking a whole lot of weight to win. We ended up with about 11 and a half pounds, I think, last Saturday and squeaked out a win. We had someone that was real close behind us, you know, but we're still catching fish. And we went to an area, Mickey, that I had not fished this year. Mm-hmm. And because it was our club tournament. So a lot of times we use that as, not say practice, you know, but we use that just to go find fish. And, it works. You know, you can go to different parts of the lake. And I know we all get in our little routine. I call them our milk runs. I'm sure you guys do the same thing with saltwater. You got your little spots, you know, you run and hit just about every time you go out. And, you know, us bass fishermen do the same thing. And I was talking with my partner, and I said, man, let's just go throw at some different stuff. You know, look at something different. And, heck, we caught a few fish doing that. So, you know, you're out there fishing, don't just run to your same stuff. You know, go fish other stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Same baits will work, you know. We're still throwing a little small crankbait, you know, a little small rattle trap. The fish are, you know, feeding up. They're eating. A lot of those fish have been out spawning, you know. So, you know, they're done with the spawn, so they're hungry. They're ready to eat, you know. But, and we're catching, you know, we caught 18 or 20 bass last Saturday. And, we didn't have a lot of keepers. I think we had 7 keepers. We called the one time, and the other keeper we caught wouldn't call what we had. So, you know, we let it go, but we caught quite a few. You know, I hear you guys talking about it all the time, you know, and especially like Randy was talking yesterday about all the small crappie up at at Rayburn. You know, man, if our bass have, and you go, man, that's 14, and then you throw it on the board, and it's like 13 and 7/8, you know, yeah, or 13 and 3/4. But, you know, they need to, I don't know what it is. I guess they grow up, but I don't know where they go. It seems like we sure catch a whole bunch of those in that 13 to 14-inch range. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you think you got a keeper, but it's just not quite there yet.
Yeah, we see that a lot with trout down here. Trout and redfish undersized, yeah. Just under.
Yeah. And when you're in a tournament and you only got about 3 in your live well, you know, those, man, you, you know, you try to stretch them and make them touch. You know, I know our, I think it was our second fish we caught, I put it on the board. My partner had caught it. And, I mean, I showed him, I said, look, it touches. It doesn't go over, but it touches. And so we clipped it and put it in the live well, and we were lucky we got to call that fish out, you know. So, it was one of them, what we call line burners, you know. It was there. It was a legal fish. It just, we needed to call it anyhow, which we were fortunate enough to do. But you know, I didn't fish Tuesday night. I looked at the weather, and that storm was coming in, and, man, it hit about 7 o'clock, and, you know, those guys were out. I talked to the guy at One Stop Tackle that puts on that tournament, Cody, and he was telling me there was a couple boats that even had to beach their boats at different areas and then take vehicles around to go and get them.
That was some wicked weather. Richard had to do it for that Tuesday night at Conroe. He didn't fish it, and nobody did because of the weather. But he couldn't make it back up north, so he had his wife go get his truck and bring it around and pull him out at another ramp where it was protected. It was bad.
Yeah. Pretty especially bad. Conroe. Wow, Conroe, I mean, you know, and I know where Richard's at and where he runs, and yeah. I know Lake Houston can get, you know, it doesn't get like Conroe, but it can get rough.
It can get down and dirty. You know, whether you got the right weather. I saw a lot of wind damage up off 190 there by Livingston. When you're leaving on Alaska and going back towards 59, that marine dealer on the right that's been there forever, what, C&H Marine?
Yep.
I can't remember what it is. But a lot of their, you know, all that carport area, they keep a lot of their boats and equipment and stuff under. All that was just coiled up and just tore to pieces.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw photos of that.
They had a strong line run through there 2 or 3 days in a row. I mean, it got real up there, you know. So, and it's best to do that. You know, it's not worth it, you know, to think that, oh, yeah, I can make it. Well, you might can. But, you know, it's just not worth it, you know. You tear up a $60,000-$70,000 bass boat, it's just not worth it. And they're that expensive because, believe me, I went and looked last week. I'm in the market for another boat, and wow. I kind of like mine a little bit better now.
Would too. That's what they make fresh engines for, repower.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah.
Some of these bay boats down here, I mean, man, you get a good one, you can spend anywhere from $90,000 to $140,000. That's just look at trucks now.
Yeah.
You know, a guy bought a new truck and he paid $82,000 for it.
I know.
Goodness.
It's outrageous. I mean, I've looked at them before, and my boat's an 09. There's nothing wrong with it. I got a guy that wants to buy it, you know, and I said, well, you know, if he buys it, I'll just go buy me another one. So I went out and looked this week, and man.
Nope.
It's like, wow, do I really need another boat?
had your choice, if they said, hey, you can pick out any bass boat you want and you can get it for free, what would you get?
I'd get a Bass Cat. That's all I run. You know.
Yeah, that's a head to the bone boat. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've ran, you know, from Dynatrax to I don't think I ever had a Triton, but you know, Procraft, Stratus, you know, all different makes and models. But you know, and they're not the most expensive boat, you know, like a Ranger or something, but, you know, they're a little bit they're above middle class, but they're just, you know, they're just a good riding boat. I mean, I've fished all over. I mean, I've fished in, you know, everywhere, and for all around, you know, they're just a good boat, but, it's outrageous. Not just with Bass Cat. You know, I mean, it's with all the other boats.
Sure. Well, and boats they're made so well these days. You know, there's so many good boats, and it's just up to the angler to decide on how one's laid out that he likes for his type of fishing style, and, you know, rod locker storage, you know, tackle storage. There's so many variables, and whether you want a single console, dual console, I mean, there's just so many ways you can, so many different designs and different brands that are pretty well made rigs these days.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not a big
for the price. They need to be good.
Yeah, I'm not a big bells and whistle guy. You know, I mean, I don't need all the chrome cup holders and all that
stuff.
You know, I need a good a good hull, a good motor, and a good trolling motor. And I, you know, nowadays, heck, you got to have 15,000 plus just in electronics.
Sure.
You know, and I mean, I'm not a big electronics guy. You know, with me, I know where I'm going and what I'm doing. And, you know, I might turn mine on to check the time or water temp, and that's about it. But, I predominantly fish Lake Houston. Now, if I travel back and fish Rayburn, Toledo Bend, you know, other lakes, then, yeah, I would need that, you know. Sure. And I was actually thinking, well, heck, you know, I might just upgrade my electronics a little bit, and I don't know why, because I probably wouldn't use them, but anyhow, maybe that, and, you know, that would be about it, I guess, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right, John. Well, I got to run. It's break time. If somebody wants to call you for some info of Lake Houston and tournaments and all that, how do they get a hold of you, man? Give them a number.
Sure. They can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544.
All right,
give me
John.
A call.
Hey, have a good weekend. Good talking to you, man.
You too, Mickey. We'll see you.
All right,
Bye. Buddy.
See you. All right, that's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. And I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. What a great place to shop and have all your processing done all year long. Their processing facilities open year-round. So if you've got deer meat in the freezer and you want to convert it into sausage or burger or anything like that, take it to the Belleville Meat Market. They'll get you in and out in a flash. And they're located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. And I've used them 13 seasons now, and I can tell you that this is the best product I've had put out to me out of all the processing over the years. And 28 great flavors of pecan smoked sausage to choose from, not to mention their award-winning summer sausage, their burger, tamales, jerky, dry sticks. They do it all, and they do it right. Their packaging is second to none. It stays fresh in the freezer forever. You can check them out on the web at BellevilleMeatMarket.com. You can actually go online if you don't want to make the drive. Make your order. They'll ship it right to your door. Call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
The Texans open the season against Jacksonville on Sunday, September 12th.
It's going to be the unveiling of Trevor Lawrence, Urban Meyer's first game in the NFL.
This is going to be fun. Let the countdown begin. We're 121 days until the Jags and their first overall pick come to Houston. Let's go, Texans. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
Hey, it's Sean Pendergast from my friends at the Men's Tea Clinic. I know it's hard to turn on the radio nowadays and not be reminded of your testosterone level. I'm going to tell you right now that one of the things I did a year ago that was one of the best things I've ever done is actually act on that impulse to go get my testosterone level checked at the Men's Tea Clinic. Very welcoming, very friendly people. I know it can be a big hurdle to get over to find out that you need to have that addressed. I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to do a great job with you at the Men's Tea Clinic like they have with me. 5 locations around town. Make the appointment today. It's mensteaclinic.com.
If you're in the process of purchasing or refinancing a home and you're looking for better rates and great service, Rick Lorfing over at Lorfing Financial, he's your guy. He's a local guy with 20 plus years experience helping families purchase or refinance a home. Rick's a straight shooter, no sales pressure, no sales tactics, no gimmicks. You want clear-cut one-on-one service? That's Rick Lorfing at Lorfing Financial. Give him a call, 281-844-3300. That's 281-844-3300 or streamlineapproval.com.
Look, if you got squeaky brakes, it's because you probably need new brake pads, but you don't want to go to a brake shop. I get it. Go to newbrakes.com. That's NUbrakes.com because they send a certified technician to your home, to your office, wherever you are, and they fix your car on the spot. Newbrakes.com. That's NUbrakes.com. You can go check out their hundreds and hundreds of 5-star reviews. Check it out online at newbrakes.com. That's NUbrakes.com. You get your quote, you get your brakes fixed, you're going to get a 10% discount when you tell them Seth Payne from Sports Radio 610 sent you. New brakes, that's NUbrakes.com.
Clint Sterner here with a message from my friends over at D&M Auto Leasing. Look, we get it, man. Your whole life, you've always assumed it's better to own your car than to lease it. Well, maybe that made sense back in the day, but now, not so much. Over the past 10 years, new vehicle prices have risen up to 40%. Come on now. To keep payments low, traditional finance companies have offered terms up to 84 months. What if leasing is finally an option for you to consider? That's where D&M Auto Leasing comes in to help you with your personal and or your business needs. That's why D&M created the Easy Lease. They can handle everything over the phone and deliver the vehicle straight to your front door. Let D&M Auto Leasing show you how to keep more money in your pocket. With the Easy Lease, you get up to 50% lower monthly payments in buying, and you won't have to make a single payment for 90 days and zero down. With the Easy Lease, you name the type of vehicle you want to match your lifestyle, and D&M takes care of the rest. To learn more, call D&M Leasing today at 713-290-1000 or check them out online at dmautoleasing.com.
All right, is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Napa know-how.
Why get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.99? Great question. Do you like getting $10 prepaid gift cards? Do you enjoy your car working? Do you love being called a genius? Who doesn't? Pick up Mobil 1 for $27.99 and get a $10 gift card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/21.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only Drumstick Blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ Soft Serve, and Blue Sky Bliss. Or maybe you get the Brownie Batter Blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Howdy, Houston. I'm Office Pete. I heard you're moving your offices. Isn't it time you took your office out of the Old West and modernized? Have you been in the same parking space since Y2K? Visit OfficePete.com. Are you relocating your offices today, tomorrow, or next year? Let us help you wrangle and tame that office move. You know? Call 832-924-0000 or visit me at OfficePete.com. Namaste, y'all. Woo doggy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 522 here in the Bayou City. Let's go down to Texas City now, and let's talk to our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont. Dave, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, Mickey. Good morning to everybody out there. I'm trying to get the kinks out right now. Some mornings are slower than others getting up, and I'm shaking out some of these wrinkles in this old body and trying to get moving around. But I did make my way. I did make my way down here to the good old Texas City Dike and stopped by Boyd's One Stop for a few minutes to check on the bait situation and all that neat stuff. Say hi to the folks that are fixing to have a busy day. And then I've made my way out here about 2 miles out, Mickey. We've got a couple of wooden piers that they erected. One of them, probably 7-8 years ago. I don't know if it's been that long, close to it. And then they built another one, almost a twin, just a little bit further down. And they get a lot of activity. They're not on the Texas City Channel side. They're on the Houston Ship Channel side, or what we call the bay side.
Right.
And they work pretty good for, especially during the flounder run, and just a good place for folks to bring the kiddos out. We don't have a whole lot of that out here. Most everything is rocks, as you know, and although the first couple of miles of the granite rocks are pretty flat and pretty good shape, you have to watch what you're doing out here, especially with young folks. But it's a great place to go fishing, a good place to even sightsee. I just love coming out here, even at night, and like here on Friday morning, and just checking out the situation. We have good visibility this morning, Mickey. I can see all the way around. I can see the causeway, all of the skyline of our refineries there in Texas City, and just roll right on around to Galveston and American National Insurance buildings in good view. And I can even see one of them big old cruise ships. I've never been on one, and I probably won't, because I don't think they allow you to fish on it. But I hear tell a lot of folks go out there and have a good time on those cruise ships as well. But there's one of those are in port, maybe even two, and just keep going on around to Bolivar. It's lit up pretty well. I see overcast skies, and it's a little windy here, Mickey. I noticed that some of the areas around you pulled up was pretty light with the winds, but we've got a pretty good pretty good amount of wind. It looks like it's all east, just about all of it's east, because we've got quite a bit of water lapping up over even by these piers as I speak. So I looked at the bait flags, and I'm going to say, man, it's probably about, man, it might be 12 to 14 or something like that.
Yeah, Morgan's pointing up my way. It's northeast 11 to 14. Eagle Point sticking out over there like it does, showing the east-northeast 21 to 22. And offshore, it's east at 16 to 20. We got a little more wind right in here around Galveston. They do down the coast a little bit. So,
yeah, even when that wind kind of subsides, as it does sometimes as the sun comes up, all that energy that it's done on that water continues on for a little bit. So you go, man, why is the water so choppy? Well, it takes a while for it to settle down after those winds have been blowing, but it's not really bad. I mean, compared to what we've had here lately, like some of the other fellows are talking about, I mean, this isn't bad at all, and who knows what will happen. It may lighten up a bit, like we say, as the sun comes up, but there is some wind, so I don't want folks to come out here and go, man, what planet are you on, because it's windy out here.
No,
so
it's just right here in the Galveston area, east of us, over by Sabine, Johnson's Bayou's 8 out of the northeast, and then down, you know, Port O'Connor way in Matagorda, it's 8.
Isn't that something?
Here in our area, it's 18. And over around Bolivar, it's 13. Eagle Point is 19. So,
yeah.
It's kind of weird, you know.
Well, one thing about it, there's fish underneath that choppy water. That's for sure.
There he is. It doesn't get rough on the bottom for them like it does
for
us on the top.
No, we've had some nice reports coming in. Some nice fish have been hitting the cleaning table, and some good reports of some speckled trout and sand trout being caught on the dike. Oh boy, we're like everybody else. We're blessed with the gaff top. Everyone's having to filter through some of those rascals. Some people don't mind them one bit, and they catch the bigger ones and keep them and cook them and eat them, and that's a good thing, because we got plenty to go around right now. And as that water warms up and the old spawn continues, we'll deal with that as well. But anyway, 72 degrees where I'm sitting here on the Texas City Dike, and I think it's going to be a pretty doggone good morning, Mickey.
Oh, yeah. It could be a lot worse. It could be raining and blowing.
That's right, it could.
Well, how's crawfish supply for this weekend?
Well, we had a pretty good week, and we started out with a whole bunch. We whittled those deliveries down, and then we've gotten in a couple more fresh deliveries, so they come in just about every night now. And I think we're in pretty good shape. We took a lot of reservations for the weekend, which is important. You know, we've got the graduations coming up and all that stuff towards the end of the month, and folks just love to throw in a crawfish boil in with those graduations and graduation parties, so people are getting amped up about that. We have been getting some very nice-sized crawfish. different sizes from the small, medium, all the way up to jumbos. Jason's been grading some of the bigger ones that are in the sacks, and even coming out with some he's calling these super jumbos. And I believe, you know, things change every year, even especially with the crawfish business. What you had last year ain't nothing compared to what is going to happen this year, just like what we've seen with everything going on in this old world lately. Sure. So this year's no different in the crawfish. We've got different sizes, and sometimes they're too small for some folks, sometimes too big. Kind of like even in the live shrimp business, Mickey. But we've got plenty of crawfish as it stands right now, but we move a bunch, and conditions change. So the best thing to do is call and check our Facebook page and all that neat kind of stuff. The bait situation, we've still got quite a few of those big white shrimp, but Mickey, they're filtering out. You know, we've got a new hatch of brown shrimp that are making their way into the bay. And so it'll be whiskers and eyeballs in no time, and we'll be wishing we had some of them big ones. But right now you'll see some of those smaller browns mixed in with these bigger whites. So you've got a choice. You can you'll have a pretty good mix where if you want to fish with smaller or large, you'll have some in your bait bucket to work with.
Yeah, and that's so, the way I like it.
Yeah, got a pretty good choice of size. But here for the last couple of weeks, it was big and bigger and biggest. But right now, those little browns are coming in. And then in a few weeks or so, those little browns will be real pretty, and they'll be perfect size too. So everything's going to be okay.
Sounds like a winner. Sounds like you got it all covered down there at Boyd's.
Well, if we don't, we'll tell you a story. It's all right.
All right. Well, y'all are located at 227 Dyke Road. Give them out a valuable number if they want to reserve some crawfish for the weekend.
You bet. We're still 409-945-4001. You'll get a recording. Sometimes it's long-winded because we got a lot to tell you. But if you hang on, someone will get to you. And then if you want to know the latest and the greatest of what's going on, also you can check our Boyd's One Stop Facebook page and good old boydsonestop.com. Mickey, right. Once again, another good Friday morning. Great talking with you, and can't wait to hear you again.
You got it, buddy. Always my pleasure. And you have you a great weekend, and keep them tomatoes going, man. I saw them pretty tomatoes you picked yesterday. I can't wait till some of mine get ripe. I'm ready for some homegrown.
I'm going to go home and crawl up underneath them plants and see if I can pluck one or two that might be getting close to ripe and make me a sandwich.
Heck yeah, man. All right, Dave. Hey, have a good one, buddy.
Thank you, Mickey. Top of the morning.
It's the same to you. See ya. All right, Tech City Dave, what a guy. Super nice guy. Great people down there at Boyd's. And we appreciate him every Friday filling us in what's going on at the Tech City Dyke. And I need to tell everybody about the Galveston County Fishing and Outdoors Expo. That's going to be at the Galveston County Fairgrounds. That's Friday, May 21st through Sunday, May 23rd. Check it out. Go to GodFishExpo.com for more info. And over 140 exhibitors will be there selling boats, kayaks, rods, lures, stringers, corks, fishing guides, and performance clothing, along with several food trucks, including the crawfish boil, Texas barbecue, kettle corn, free parking, only $10 for adult tickets, and they're good for the entire show. Folks, this is the last fishing show of the year for the Houston-Galveston area, so there'll be great deals galore all through the show, and vendors like Fish Stick Rods, Chicken Boy Lures, Hoodoo Kayaks, Outcast Fishing Charters, and Monster Clothing, and the Boatyard, Big D Boats, Gulf Coast Marine, just to name a few. So don't miss the Galveston County Fishing Show and Outdoors Expo. That's May 21st through May 23rd at the Galveston County Fairgrounds. Check them out at GotFishExpo.com.
Here. The Texans host New England in Week 5.
They're looking to beat the Patriots for the third straight year in that building.
What a sweet matchup in H-Town.
Bill Belichick across the field from Nick Caserio.
October 10th. Circle that one on the calendar. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
Response to the all-new Diamonds Direct has been incredible. People here can't believe what Diamonds Direct has brought to New Orleans. It's a stunning showroom, unlike any jewelry store you've ever seen. A mind-blowing selection. It's like shopping 30 stores at once. Unbeatable value, no middleman, true direct importer prices. If you're getting engaged this year, you're going to love this refreshing new concept. Diamonds Direct has a massive inventory of hand-picked, dazzling diamonds. All shapes, all sizes, straight from the diamond cutters, all at rock-bottom prices. Guaranteed to beat anyone else, hands down. Plus, Diamonds Direct has over 4,000 engagement ring mountings, not cookie cutter rings like you see at other stores. These are the rings on every girl's wish list, from designers like Tacori, Viraggio, Henry Dossi, and dozens more. This is a place that's long overdue in New Orleans, a diamond powerhouse, delivering unrivaled selection, uncompromising value, unbeatable prices, and unbelievable warranties. Don't buy that diamond ring or any piece of diamond jewelry until you discover Diamonds Direct. Inside the Loop, across from the water wall.
Lansdowne Moody, hitting the ground running with a whole lot of Kubota spring deals. Compact, subcompact, and full-size Kubota tractors, including the L2501, the number one selling tractor in Texas, or the super reliable B-Series subcompact. It can park in the back of your garage, add on the right attachments, and away you go for one low price. Get 0% APR for 60 months with no money down. In stock and ready for delivery. Hands down, it's Lansdowne, lmtractor.com. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
You ever had that feeling in a doctor's office, like the doctor isn't actually listening to you? You'll never get that at Titan T-Center, and that's why I love Titan T-Center. If you are experiencing the symptoms of low testosterone, perhaps your body composition has changed, you've got problems in the bedroom, you don't feel that same drive or motivation at work, it could be low testosterone. Go to the people who listen to you, Titan T-Center. You can set your appointment at TitanT-Center.com. Get your levels checked and get feeling a whole lot better. TitanTCenter.com.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Napa know-how.
Why get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.99? Great question. Do you like getting $10 prepaid gift cards? Do you enjoy your car working? Do you love being called a genius? Who doesn't? Pick up Mobil 1 for $27.99 and get a $10 gift card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/21.
DQ presents. Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only Drumstick Blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ Soft Serve, and Blue Sky Bliss. Or maybe you get the Brownie Batter Blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard Treat Menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-885-8100. 800-885-8100. 800-885-8100.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment already. Amazing how fast time goes. All right. Let's go down to sunny San Leon or wherever this guy is fishing out of this morning. Check in with Captain Steve Hillman. Hillman, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Well, I'm kind of excited. It's yeah. East northeast at about 20 knots. We're wade fishing. We got a minor feed, I think, from like 9 to 11. Tide changes around where I'm fishing, around 11. All this is kind of shaping up for a big girl beatdown.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, I couldn't Lord. Wait.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Here we go with the wind again. At least I'm waiting today.
Yeah. Well, at least you can get out of it somewhat. It's you got a nice high tide at 8:28 a.m. at the Galveston Channel. That'll be a standing high all day today.
Yeah. The bay's pretty swelled up right now.
I bet it is, man.
Tide's pretty high with the sea swell.
Sounds like you probably won't be launching out of sunny San Leon this morning with that wind.
That's a pretty good guess.
I kind of figured that. Boy, Eagle Point just sticks out there and catches anything it comes by.
Yeah, it does. You know, I was originally supposed to have a multi-boat deal on this day out of Topwater. And this was going back about 3-4 months ago. And they rescheduled it for June. Thank God. I can't imagine going out of Topwater at April Fool Point and this stuff today.
No joke.
I'm trying to decide. I said after last Monday or Tuesday that I wasn't going to wear waders anymore because I was about to catch on fire. But I might put my waders on today.
I would with that strong east wind, and the water did drop down a little bit, you know, this last little front. It's about 75 what I was seeing earlier, so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
I think I'd put the old rubber panties on one more morning.
Yeah. Monday and Tuesday, the water temperature, I think Tuesday when I got off the water, it was 79 and change.
Yeah, that's wet wading weather out there. Yeah.
I know.
74.8 at Eagle Point this morning.
Yeah, that's pretty good cool down, man. That's a little chilly when you have a 20-knot wind on top of you.
Yeah, you got to get out, get back in the boat, and if you have to move and go somewhere else in that wind, you'll get a little chilly.
Yeah. Well, another thing is, too, one thing I don't like about waders this time of year, wearing waders is, I guess about a week and a half ago, I had to get out pretty deep to get to those fish.
Right.
And when you're wet wading, you don't have to worry about it. But when you got waders on, even if you have your jacket cinched down and your belt and all that cinched up tight, you can only get so deep.
But, true.
Either way, we'll make it work. But no, I'm struggling to get in even 3 days a week right now, man. I'm back to, I've got a lot of boat monkeys right now. I had a lot of waders last couple of months, but I just don't have hardly any waders now. It's all drifters.
Mm-hmm.
I had to cancel yesterday and cancel Wednesday. I think I fished last Friday, had two guys, and they were short timers. One of them had a meeting. And I think we pulled the plug at like 10 till 11 and came in, caught a million little fish.
Right.
We're drifting and we only had 5 legal fish. And we weren't planning on keeping anything. And the young guy with us, he gut shot one about 2 pounds and we killed it. that's the only one that we kept. And then, so Friday wasn't that good for me. Just a lot of little fish. And still fun.
Sure.
But I guess Monday was pretty good. Monday I did something totally different, something I've been wanting to do. And the wind finally got right for it. And I had Ron Choppa in from College Station and his buddy Tom Peterson. And we're drifting again. And you know, where I started out, we got a few bites. Really wasn't much happening. Not many signs. And I didn't waste much time there and kind of went out on a limb and took a chance. And I went to an area I've been wanting to try. And they're actually slicking pretty good. The first time in a while I've seen slicks like that.
Oh, I like that.
It was nice. And there's a lot of little fish mixed in. We caught a lot of keepers and some really good fish mixed in. So that was Monday. That was a pretty easy day. And then we pulled off of those trout, I guess, around 8:30 and tried to catch redfish and flounder and never caught. We caught a few more trout, but I'm really struggling with the redfish right now. Normally I don't. Normally this time of year I can find a few reds, but we couldn't find any reds or flounder. But it's still a good day.
They're just in certain areas right now, and when you need them, you can't get them, and when you don't want them, they're everywhere. You know.
I guess so. But it was totally different kind of fishing from that previous Friday. We're mainly fishing over hard sand and stuff and fished over, drifted over a little shell, but Monday we caught everything over real hard shell, real jagged shell, and anywhere from 4.5 to 6.5 foot of water, and we caught them in 3 or 4 different places, and a lot of shad in the water, tons of little bitty shad, like, I mean,
thumbnail size.
Maybe not even... Even if they're even the size of your thumbnail.
Well, some and, I saw 2 weeks ago were about pinky nail size, little bitty ones. You couldn't even, you know, I hit a school of gaff top on them. I thought, man, look at that school of reds. That's got to be reds. Birds on them and, man, blow ups in the water. And I slide in there and throw out and gaff top. I said,
ooh.
And then they started jumping out of the water. I said, nah, kind of missed on this one. But it sure looked like redfish when I was running about 40 miles an hour. I said, hey, here we go. This is a good way to wrap up the day, get some reds.
Yeah. Those gaff top are fun. Yeah, I don't like those damn snot sharks. They're fun for about the first 3 seconds when you hook them. And then once you realize you've got a gaff top, then it's not fun.
They're
anymore.
Really a lot of fun with super spooks, man, with 3 treble hooks in their mouth. They're just, that is so nice.
Yeah. That's what we live for, man.
You got to call a surgeon to get the hooks out of them. It's nasty.
No kidding. But no, those little shad, it was semi-calm where we were fishing that morning, Monday morning, and it just looked like glitter on the water. And for the first time this spring, I saw them ball up instead of just being everywhere, like across the surface. And I know why. It's because there were trout there were fish there, and that had them balled up. But it's the first time it looked like rain minnows. I mean, they were balled up like that, and those little lyre birds, those little terns, just diving in them, and a few slicks and stuff. Didn't see a lot of mullet that day, like I've been seeing. Everything was kind of different, really, from what I've been seeing. But the fishing was really good. And then Tuesday, I went back there with a different group. With 3 guys, and it was the Dead Sea. We caught 1 trout and had to do something completely off the wall, and ended up getting lucky, and we ended up catching a bunch of fish. We had to work for them, and we had to weed through a bunch of little ones, but totally different area, still over shell. Water was real dirty. It blew pretty hard this past Tuesday. And it would have been a lot better day to wade fish, but I didn't have that luxury. But everything on soft plastics. I had that 2 or 3 day stretch there last week where we caught quite a few fish on lilies and hot rods and myrdines. But I'm not doing that kind of fishing now. I have to pretty much throw tails now, what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, drifting around, especially in that wind. But everything's just kind of different right now. But,
well, there's a time and place still, for everything, but, you know, it's just day in and day out what we do. There's just nothing's going to beat a soft plastic bait, you know,
no,
versatility and searching for fish and covering water, you know.
Yeah, and this time last year, that Purple Demon Little John was really working good, and it's coming back into play pretty good, man. It's really a hard bait to beat right now on a little 16th-ounce jig head, and you can cast it a country mile in this wind.
Yeah, out of Pro the Elite 16th-ounce, man. That's my, you know, if I'm fishing in 5 feet of water or less, that's the rig I'll have, you know, for soft plastic. I'm with you on that one, buddy.
Well, you and James like that Pro Elite, and I like the Pro Elite, but that 16th to me is just, man, that's real light. I've been using
it. You're just tight. You don't want to spend the money, man. That's the deal.
That's true. That's true, man. I'm really kidding. I'm struggling right now. I'm just trying to keep the
struggle's real,
away,
man.
You know?
Hey, it's inflation setting in on everybody. Pay's not going up, but everything else is.
That's why I'm not going to go very far today. I'm trying to not burn that much gas, try to increase my profit margin, you know. But no.
At least the pipeline's running again. Yeah, got to pay the ransom.
All right.
I never understood that. I know these pipelines. I had somewhat experience in the petrochemical industry back in the day. Why don't you just send a crew down there and just open the valve up? Just start flowing.
That sounds real simple.
It does. You know, just start turning valves and open it up manually and let it flow. I don't know. That shows you what I know.
That's where common sense comes into play, and common sense isn't all that common these days at any level.
Yeah.
But don't even get me started on that, man. That's a 2-hour discussion.
Hey, at least we had fuel. Boy, that'd be tough. You got all these trips, and then there's a fuel shortage. You can't even get gas in your boat. And I remember that fuel crisis in the early 70s that I went through, you know, after I got out of high school. I remember you had to had even an odd number of license plates, you know, your last number on there. If you had an even number, you get to buy fuel today. And if you had an odd number and you had to wait in line. I remember seeing people standing in line with gas cans for their lawnmowers, man. It was hilarious.
Yeah. I was in the Carter administration.
Well, I'm trying to I don't know who it was, but it was back in the day. Yeah, I remember all that, man.
I was little. I was little. You're just a touch older than me.
Yeah, just a touch.
And,
youngster.
But I do remember. I remember the long lines, and I remember the bumper stickers everybody had with Mickey Mouse on the back, giving the.
Oh,
number
the,
one sign.
The Fickle Finger of Fate Award.
Yeah. Remember that bumper sticker?
Yeah, I remember that bumper sticker. I remember the window stickers, too. People would print them off on a Xerox machine and keep them in their car. If somebody, you know, parked too close to them, they'd put one of those on their windshield. You know, next time you park this close, leave me a can opener so I can get in my car. Remember those?
I do, actually. Man, I forgot about all that
There's no humor like that anymore.
No. It's like these kids across the street from me over there in Santa Fe. Me and Dad were on the phone the other day. I was sitting out on the patio having a cold beer, and it was in the evening, and we'd just gotten all that rain. I think we got like 3/4 of an inch there at the house, and the kids across the street were out playing in the ditch and catching crawfish and stuff like that, and playing neighborhood football, throwing a football around, and riding their bicycles. And none of them had cell phones. Good kids. All my neighbors are pretty good folks. And, man, I was telling Dad, I said, that reminds me of when we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wouldn't even come in till dark. We'd play all day long in the neighborhood.
No. I remember my mom saying, hey, get out of my hair. Y'all go find something to do and don't come back till the street lights come on.
Yep.
Entertain
yourselves.
That
was awesome.
Yeah.
Things are just a tad different now.
Yeah, it's a little different these days. Oh, well. Fishing. At least we still got fishing.
Yeah, man. Mother Nature's protecting a lot of these fish right now, too, from all the buffalo hunters.
Yes, she is. She's doing good.
It's been blowing every day, man. There's no end in sight. It's supposed to be 25 tomorrow.
Yeah, and we got more rain coming from the weekend and all through next week, so it ought to be interesting to see what I can get done next week.
Yeah, we don't need that. I saw the dam was up at a little over 30,000 CFS this morning.
Yeah, it is. It's up, and it'll continue for
a while. Your whole backyard, all all of Trinity Bay is a giant catfish pond right now. Looks like, based on the OFS.
Yep.
Sucks.
It's purple.
Yep.
Oh, well. Well, I hope you have a send me some photos of that big girl beat down today, man.
And, I'll shoot you a slow-mo.
Shoot me a slow-mo, you know, string her over the side, water dripping off of them, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'll do a slow-mo stringer deal like I did here a couple years ago.
Don't use a fish hotel. Oh, I saw a video the other day ago. I'm catching and releasing. Well, he's flipping his fish in a boat, and they're flopping all over the floor, knocking all the slime out of them, beating their heads in against the gunwale and all over the floor. Then he picks them up and throws them back in the water. Well, yeah, okay. Hope that fish makes it. Shark
man.
Bait, gar bait. Jump. All right, buddy. Well, I got to run. Hey, throw them out a number, Steve. Somebody wants to call you about fishing, bud.
409-256-7937.
All right. That's the number I dialed. All right, Hillman. Go get them, man. Big girl beat down.
We're going to try.
All right.
Okay.
Later, man.
All Thanks. Right. All right.
All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman, and that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m., Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
If you don't know what HD radio is yet, then you're missing out. Everything you hear on 610 AM in crystal clear audio. 100.3 HD2 is Houston sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
From the Texas Bulldog Traffic Desk, the traffic report is sponsored by Allied Home Security. An accident this morning, 45 northbound at Little York. It has been moved over to the right shoulder. And over on the Southwest Freeway, northbound after Chimney Rock style vehicle over to the right shoulder. Allied Home Security is your local security company. Protect your home today. Visit AlliedHomeSecurity.net to learn about free 4 camera and DVR special. Plans starting at $19 a month. Go to AlliedHomeSecurity.net today. That's AlliedHomeSecurity.net. High of 82 today, 67 degrees right now. I'm Elia Escobar, Sports Radio 610.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
To see a copy of our station contest rules, go to sportsradio610.com.
If you're in the process of purchasing or refinancing a home and you're looking for better rates and great service, Rick Lorfing over at Lorfing Financial, he's your guy. He's a local guy with 20-plus years experience helping families purchase or refinance a home. Rick's a straight shooter, no sales pressure, no sales tactics, no gimmicks. You want clear-cut one-on-one service? That's Rick Lorfing at Lorfing Financial. Give him a call, 281-844-3300. That's 281-844-3300 or streamlineapproval.com.
Hey, it's Sean Pendergast for my friends at the Men's Tee Clinic. If you are getting a little older, if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and you're a guy who's starting to feel your age, maybe the ability to lose weight has gone down for you, you're tired, you're depressed, it could be low testosterone. Do what I did about a year ago and get to the Men's Tee Clinic and get your testosterone levels checked. They're going to give you a plan of attack to get your quality of life back. Very welcoming, very friendly. Go to mensteeclinic.com to find the location nearest you. Five around town. It's mensteeclinic.com.
Newbrakes.com, that's NUBrakes.com, is where you go if you don't want to go to a brake shop, because Newbrakes.com sends a certified technician to your home, to your office, and they fix your brakes on the spot. Go to Newbrakes.com, NUBrakes.com. You can check out their hundreds of five-star reviews. They'll give you an instant online quote. And because all they do is brakes, they're never going to try to upsell you. It's Newbrakes, NUBrakes.com. Tell them Seth Payne from Sports Radio 610 sent you. You'll get an extra 10% off. It's Newbrakes.com. That's NUBrakes.com.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference, serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland or Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base Fort Worth, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve and aired in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you're headed to a graduation party, head there with a gift from Zadok Jewelers. These graduates deserve it. It has been a crazy year. Send them off into the world with an incredible watch, earrings, bracelets, or diamond jewelry. Check it out online at Zadok.com, then head on over to 1801 Post Oak. Tell them Seth Payne sent you.
Mow faster, mow longer with Ferris Zero Turns. Hands down the most comfortable zero turns in the business. Ferris brings a patented, independent suspension to the most uneven terrain. You'll cut more grass in less time. Ferris is built like a beast. Visit Lansdowne Moody today and see the difference. Ferris Zero Turns work hard, feel good. It shows. Covering the Texas Gulf Coast. Lansdowne Moody, LMTractor.com.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
Introducing the Lowe's List. While there's innovation in every aisle, these are some of our experts' top picks for 2021. Customize any load with the Whirlpool 2-in-1 washer. Control your home.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.